This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
You've got passes to the Desert Rose Playhouse. Check out all the details at DesertRosePlayhouse.org. You've got a gift certificate for Maraca's Mexican Cantina and Grill.
Hola, Joey pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maraca's.
Check it all out at Maraca's-restaurant.com. You've got a gift certificate to Oscar's Cafe and Bar. Every Saturday, Mimosa Men, the all-male strip show at noon. Every Sunday, the bitchiest brunch, usually two shows, 12 p.m. and 2:30, some exceptions. American Idol's pianist Michael Orland, the first Thursday of the month, with some exceptions. And the Last Laugh Wednesdays with Max Mitchell. Last Wednesdays of the month. Various headliners and local comedians. All event tickets at OscarsCabaret.com. You've got a $50 gift certificate from Peaks at the top of the tram. They're open again. Details at PSTramway.com. Okay, Joey pals, all of those wonderful things, tickets to the Desert Rose Playhouse, Christmas with the Crawfords is playing. You've got to see this. It's fabulous. Gift certificate from Maraca's, Feliz Navidad, best Mexican food, I promise. Food at Oscar's Cafe and Bar. That's where we had the party for Dionne Warwick Tuesday night, her star party on Wednesday. Wednesday night was Angie Dickinson. Thursday night was Lonnie Anderson. And last night was Frida Payne. I can't remember. I did it all right. Best food, great shows. Then you've got a $50 gift certificate at Peaks. And it all goes to one person. Now, let me think. Chris Clemens has two children. How many children do you have, David?
Four. Or three.
We were thinking, me too. Okay, so two and three is five, and my three is eight, right?
There you go.
I don't do math. We'll take the eighth caller, Joey pals, at 323-JOEY. That's 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number eight, I'll mail everything out to you. And this is going to be good Saturday and Sunday. The show's running a repeat, the best, not the best of Joey. It's the same show. Saturday from 9 to 12 and Sunday 9 to 12, starting very soon. Everything old is new again. There's so much I can't go into it. I'm exhausted. So let's have a drink with David. What's the name of your company, David?
The name of our production company is Fresh Eddie Productions, and I produce two events here in the Valley. The first one is the Rancho Mirage Wine and Food Festival.
Oh.
But we've had, because of the restaurant situation with staffing, we put it on hold till 2023. But the reason we're here talking today is because on January 8th, the second largest Pinot Noir festival in the country is coming to the Coachella Valley.
Second largest.
We are now the
Pinot Noir.
Yes.
Forget it, Merlot. Eat our dust. The second largest Pinot Noir festival is coming to the Coachella Valley where?
The JW Marriott Desert Springs Spa Resort and Spa, January 8th. And we are absolutely thrilled. We have...
That's huge.
Oh, it is. You know, our first event, Joey, was at the Ritz-Carlton. And that took place in 2020, right before the pandemic hit.
We covered it. It was in our date book and all of that.
Yeah, and we sold out so fast.
How much are tickets?
They start at $125, and $125 for the general admission and early entry is $150. And for your Joey pals, we have a special promo code, and the code is Joey, J-O-E-Y. They save $10 off either early entry or general admission.
Now, how many vendors? Is that the word?
63, top tier. These are the best Pinot Noir producers from the entire state. And I hand
all select. California?
We have one from Oregon.
Okay.
One from Oregon, which is the Willamette Valley Vineyards. Very, very nice.
62 from California producer. And one from Oregon.
One from Oregon, yep. But I tell you, I am partial to California Pinot Noir. It's my favorite varietal.
I love Pinot Noir.
I do too. And it
goes tell me
so
what it is.
It, you know, it's the toughest grape to grow, but it is, in my opinion, the most rewarding, especially when you pair it with food. And Pinot Noir is really designed to be consumed with food. You know, if we were in France, it would be called a Burgundy because it's produced in the Burgundy region. But, of course, in America, we have to go by the varietal, which is Pinot Noir.
Do you know what I do? I put ice in my Pinot Noir because I learned to do that in Europe. Hmm. Zinfandels, Pinot Noirs, Beaujolais, some of those reds, if you're in Paris, they serve them to you over ice.
There you go. Hey, whatever floats your boat.
But it's proper. You advise room temperature. What do you say?
Yeah, you know, they say room temperature, but room temperature way back
in the desert.
Well, yeah, room temperature out here is a little different from a castle in Europe. Where
so
it's
what's the best way to,
you know, just give
decanter it or something?
Yeah, decanter it if you could. Throw it in the fridge, or if you have a wine refrigerator, that's perfect. Keeps it at a nice.
What's
nice
that
temperature.
Number temperature?
You know. It
is it 80? No, it's not 80.
No,
62.
I'd say
I don't.
I like mine right around
58 to 60,
something like that. Doesn't have to be ice cold because when it's ice cold, you really don't get to taste the nuances.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
So yeah,
it shows you what I learned in Paris.
Warm it up.
Warm it up.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're talking about January 8th. That's all the film festival people will be in town. The town will be full of wine drinkers. What? It's one day? One day?
One day. Well, because of COVID, Joey, we're taking it easy this year.
So, well, now, wait a minute. How many tastings can I do with my mask on? What are the rules?
Well, you have to be vaccinated.
Sure.
You have to show your vaccination card or show proof of, you know, the
negative test within the last 2 minutes or whatever.
That's it. The typical thing.
But this is Palm... No, this is... What city is... Rancho Mirage?
It's actually in Palm Desert.
It's in Palm Desert.
Yeah.
Okay. Palm Desert has different rules. They're pretty... I spoke for 200 people on Wednesday, and nobody had a mask on. And yet we're all inside. Palm Desert, check it out before you go, Joey Pals. Who knows by January? Who knows? Okay, what time?
It begins at 1:30, runs till 5:30.
That's all?
Yeah, 4 hours.
But that's not enough time.
Well, it's probably impossible to hit all 63 of these amazing producers.
Yes.
But, you know, if you were out and about up in wine country, you would probably hit 3 or 4 in a day. But the great thing, Joey, is we hand select, number one, every single winery. And they have to have exceptional Pinot Noir.
How am I going to pick between 1:30 and 4:30?
Well, the great thing is, I've picked for you.
Oh, so you have.
These are all amazing producers. You can't go wrong.
But I
with
can't do 63.
No, hit 5, 6, 8, 10.
Just
whatever.
At random, they're all going to be good. They're guaranteed, actually.
I guarantee you.
Oh.
Yes.
And tell us about wine tasting. It's not like it is a little bit like the movie. I can't think of the name.
Oh, Sideways?
The movie that we all love. Starts with an S.
Sideways.
Thank you.
Yes.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
But do you take just a little sip and then do you rinse your mouth out? Talk us through that.
There'll be water right there at every station, and there'll be water available where you can rinse your glass. But, you know, I recommend taking your time, enjoying. And, you know, these are 1 ounce pours. This is in a backyard.
And
barbecue.
There's not food and wine. It's just the wine.
We'll have a little bit of food, but it is a wine-focused event. Yeah, it's not a wine and food festival by any stretch of the imagination. We don't want anyone thinking it is. It's not.
No.
This is all about
you should
about
actually
the best
eat a little meal. Something before you go.
You should. And then afterwards, have dinner at the JW Marriott.
Can't you buy these wines?
You can purchase, but you can't take them out of the hall.
Really?
Those are ABC regulations. But they can take orders all day long. And I'm telling you, these winers will be coming with specials for the event. And the great thing about it, you know, Joey, when you go to a winery nowadays, you're not going to meet the winemaker or the owner. But here at our event at the Palm Springs Pinot Noir Festival.
Palm Springs
Pinot
Noir Festival in Palm Desert.
Yes.
It's okay.
you're going to meet the winemakers. You're going to meet the owners. This is what we ask of them. They're delighted to come down to the Coachella Valley.
Well, you said this is the biggest?
Second largest.
Second largest. I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Second largest Pinot Noir festival. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Ever. And it's here in the Coachella Valley.
Yep. Yep. We sold out our very first year when we were at the Ritz-Carlton, but unfortunately, we outgrew that ballroom in our very first year, so we needed a larger venue.
I thought you might be in a tent. We've had food and wine festivals in tents.
Yeah, the Rancho Mirage event that we typically hold at the Rancho Mirage Park, 3 years ago, it poured. It poured cats and dogs.
But people.
And I had to rent a tent that you could probably see from outer space. It was so large. But you know what? Everybody came. Everybody had a great time.
Where do you live, David?
Rancho Mirage.
Oh, good. Say hi to my Moon, Robert Moon, who has moved to Rancho Mirage. He's our former mayor. Watch for him.
I will.
Politically, watch for Robert. Okay, what's your next event after this one in January?
Well, we're looking to expand. We've had such an amazing following and success with the Pinot Noir Festival.
You could do one for every varietal.
We could, but I'll tell you, the Pinot Noir people are very, very passionate about this grape. So we're going to be looking at expanding to Orange County market.
Oh,
the wineries love that. We're also looking to expand to the Dallas-Fort Worth area as well as Chicago, Illinois.
Well, you're going to leave.
No. There'll be four of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great
idea.
But
I live here in the valley, and this
what
is where
my heart
is. What
do you drink, David?
My favorite is Pinot Noir.
Me too.
But you know what? I'll tell you.
I got a question.
I'm not a snob in any way. I'm not a sommelier. I just enjoy great wine, and my taste is very eclectic.
I wish you'd do a wine tasting course somewhere along the line, because I don't know. I know what I like, but I can't tell the difference on a $100 bottle of wine or a $10. I mean, it's terrible. I know what I like.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And, you know, people get hung up on scores of wines and the cost and the price, et cetera, et cetera. If you're enjoying it, that's all that matters. But I guarantee you, these wines at this festival will knock your socks off. They truly will.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. I've got a shirt that says, Well Red, R-E-D, and in the middle of well and red is a wine glass. Get it? Get it, Nigel? It's a visual. Well Red.
There you go.
How many wineries are there? People are always starting new wines.
Oh, there's thousands. In little known fact, right now, every state in the union, including Hawaii and Alaska, has at least one winery. But
grown right there,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah. I have a son that lives in Austin, Texas, and right there in Fredericksburg in the hill country of Texas has a booming wine industry. I think they have close to 200 wineries. Oregon, Washington.
I used to be close to the Mondavis when I lived in San Jose. And the Smothers Brothers and I worked together. I opened for them many times. And they had a winery.
Yeah.
And you had half a dozen you could, you know.
Yeah. Now, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, there's
That fabulous 3,000 wine shop at the Camels as you go into Palm Desert at that shopping mall where the Camels are out in front.
Yes.
I think it's called the Wine House or the Wine Shop or something. Mm-hmm. I go in there and it's thousands.
Yeah.
I just want to know who dusts. But you don't have a winery.
No.
But maybe you should have.
Well, the next thing on the docket.
Frischetti's.
Yes, the goal one of these days is to have my own label.
And how do you spell Fresh Eddie's? Fresh, I got.
Fresh.
Eddie's, E-D-D-I-E?
I-E, yep.
E-D-D-I-E. Is it two words or is it hyphenated?
Two words.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fresh
Eddie Productions.
Fresh. F-R-E-S-H-E-D-D-I-E. No space.
Nope.
Productions, I got. The whole word?
Exactly.
.com.
Yeah. And if people are interested in purchasing tickets, the website is Palm Springs Pinot Fest.com.
Palm Springs Pinot Fest.
Correct.
.com. No noir.
No. And use that promo code Joey to save $10.
And I love film noir. You ought to hook up with Turner Classic Movies, and they're every Saturday night and Sunday morning, same movie, they do, Eddie Muller does the Film Noir Festival. Yeah. It's a natural. It's brought to you by Pinot Noir. I get so upset, I'll go, somebody who, a new person at a restaurant, will bring me Pinot Grigio. And I say, oh, thank you, no. Pinot Noir, very few carbs. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so
much,
Joey.
Where will you spend Christmas?
Here in the desert, we've got our daughter and husband and our one granddaughter.
Yes.
They'll be coming out from San Diego, and then our son and daughter-in-law who are expecting.
Oh, yes.
They're in Orange County, and they'll be coming out.
Oh, sure. That'll be wonderful.
It'll be great.
Well, blessings. Thank you. We'll have you back.
Thank you so much.
We'll have you back. Okay, Joey pals, here comes the last installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook.
Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the city of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov.
Palm Springs Aerial Tramway is operating 7 days a week, and walk-in tickets are now available. Check it all out at pstramway.com. Palm Springs Art Museum is open Thursday through Sunday. Tickets must be secured in advance at psmuseum.org. There are 5 exhibitions currently on view, including one featuring monumental drawings by artist Robert Longo. The Architecture and Design Center will reopen in September with the exhibition The Modern Chair. The outdoor Faye Sawakowski Sculpture Garden in Palm Desert is now open to the public every day from sunrise to sunset. Check it all out at psmuseum.org. Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters says, due to the recent surge in COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs Cultural Center is reinstituting its mask policy. All attendees, regardless of vaccination status, are required to socially distance and mask up. We would also like to note we have invested in 2 new aerosol guns, which we will be using between screenings to sanitize the theater. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org.
Joey pals, if you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com.